KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:01, we have mostly clear skies, 22 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be sunny here today with a high of 42. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. Local governments and schools are continuing to work on their budgets despite a lack of direction from the state on how much funding, or lack thereof, will impact those budgets. Atlantic School District Superintendent Dr. Michael Amstein said during Monday night's meeting at the high school, there has been no action by the Iowa House on a proposal by the Senate for 4% allowable growth for school districts across the state. It doesn't appear that there will be any action anytime soon. Because of the lack of movement in the legislature, Amstein said he's asked district business manager Mary Beth Fast to budget for the worst-case scenario.
Typically, the worst-case scenario for setting up your budget is 0% allowable growth.
In other business, Amstein said he will be coming to the board in March with a recommendation pertaining to the makeup of 3 days that students missed this school year due to inclement weather.
At this time, if I had to make that recommendation to the board today, I've also talked with administrators about this. We'd be looking at May 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. Right now, our last day of school for students is the 21st. That is a Tuesday. The 22nd through the 24th is Wednesday through Friday. So it would still allow the school district to go ahead and end the school year before Memorial Day weekend.
He said if there are any more days missed because of bad weather, they would have to look at cutting time from spring break. Amstein said also discussions continue with the Cass County Sheriff's Office for the use of a deputy as a school resource officer. He says looking at the current budget, it appears to be likely the district would continue to contract with the county for the services of an SRO. Amstein announced also that Atlantic senior Tom Stinn has been nominated for the Presidential Scholars Program. He said only a handful of students in each state are selected for the opportunity. They're selected on the basis of accomplishments, school and community activities, and excellence in education. Stinn is also a candidate for the National Merit Scholarship. And AHS senior Dalton Franken, as you may have heard, was nominated to the McDonald's All-American basketball team. I'll have more news in just a moment.
Last week, Mark became the proud father of twins.
Look, pumpkin silk diapers.
Like any new father, he wants the best for his girls. So he also became the proud owner of a Trane central cooling system. It keeps Mark's whole house cool and comfortable no matter how hot it gets outside.
Doesn't that feel good?
And since Trane systems can also lower energy costs, there's more for the college fund.
Ivy League, of course.
When they say expect more from a Trane, they back it with over 90 years of industry-leading innovation, engineering, and manufacturing excellence. Hi, this is Bob Jacobson, owner of Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your area Trane dealer. You know the true Trane difference? You, your family, your comfort, and what it means most to us is providing better, healthier air for those that mean the most to you. Shouldn't that be reason enough to call me now at 877-838-8580? Call me now and let me show you how you can save money with a new Trane home comfort system. 877-838-8580, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
The Shelby County Sheriff's Office reports 14 teenagers were arrested over the weekend and cited for being a minor in possession of alcohol after a carload of juveniles yelled to a police officer about where the beer party was being held. When a sheriff's deputy went to the home of Chris and Joni Larson at 2900th Street in Shelby County, he failed to get an answer at the door. The deputy walked around the side of the home and saw several individuals allegedly playing a game of beer pong. The homeowners were out of town, but after authorities contacted them, permission was granted for deputies to enter the home at around 11:20 p.m. And among those cited for the offense was 18-year-old Lauren Larson, 18-year-old Ethan Williams, 18-year-old Austin Hess, 17-year-old Rachel Pauly, 16-year-old Derek Linen, 17-year-old Anna Booman, 17-year-old Elijah Williams, and 17-year-old Jenna Rasmussen, all of Harlan, 18-year-old David Radigan of Panama, 18-year-old Bradley Friend of Erling, 18-year-old Nathan Claver of Defiance, 17-year-old Brooke Schulte of Portsmouth, 17-year-old Steve Gross of Erling, and 17-year-old Samuel Rivera of Defiance were all cited. Three other persons attending the party were not charged. Sheriff's officials in Audubon County said Monday that one person was injured during a single vehicle accident early Friday morning about 2 miles east of Audubon. 19-year-old Aaron James Eddy of Audubon was transported to the Audubon County Hospital by Audubon Rescue. After the pickup he was driving left the road and entered the south ditch near the intersection of 200th Street and Lark Avenue. The 1998 Chevy hit an embankment and crossed over the road before coming to rest in the southeast ditch. The accident, which happened as Eddie was traveling east on 200th Street at around 5:45 a.m. Friday, remains under investigation and charges are pending. Damage to the pickup was estimated at $2,000. Authorities in Taylor County said Monday that a Lennox man had died from injuries he suffered after a gas can exploded while he was burning debris. According to the Lennox Police Department, 75-year-old James Worster died at the Burn Treatment Center at the University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics in Iowa City early Saturday morning. Worster had been burning debris at around 11:20 a.m. Friday when fumes from a nearby 5-gallon gas can ignited, causing the can to explode and showering Worster with flaming gasoline. The man was transported by ambulance to a hospital in Corning before being flown to Iowa City, where he died at around 3 a.m. Saturday. The Ottawa County Sheriff's Office says a Manning woman wanted on an outstanding warrant was arrested Monday morning after she turned herself into authorities. 19-year-old Michaela Elizabeth Earlbeck faces OWI, eluding, reckless driving, and possession of alcohol second offense charges, which stem from an investigation into an accident that occurred on December 22nd. Earlbeck appeared before the magistrate Monday and was released. Her preliminary hearing was set for February 28th. Officials say the Carroll County Sheriff's Office assisted in conducting that investigation. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office said yesterday they're investigating a theft which occurred at a Red Oak car dealership. Authorities say sometime prior to Saturday, February 9th, someone took a tailgate from a 2010 Ford F-250 pickup parked on the lot at Hawkeye Ford in Red Oak. The tailgate, which was white in color and had a backup camera installed in it, is valued at $4,000. Anyone with information about the theft is asked to contact the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office. Officials report also the arrest of a Villisca man on drug charges. 25-year-old Jesse Bruce Fitzwater faces a felony delivery of marijuana charge. Fitzwater was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $5,000 bond. The Page County Sheriff's Office is investigating a recent theft of a flat-screen TV from a residence in Coyne. The resident at 10 Main Street in Coyne reported to authorities that someone entered her home and cut a padlock on her bedroom door before stealing a new, in-the-box, 32-inch Emerson flat-screen TV. The theft occurred sometime between the hours of 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Saturday. Cass County Treasurer Tracy J. Marshall is better equipped to more efficiently handle and administer her office thanks to the Iowa State County Treasurers Association's Certified Treasurers Program. A committee of Iowa County Treasurers, with the assistance of personnel from the Iowa State University Extension and Outreach Office, developed a program which requires the completion of 30 credit hours of instruction, 18 of which must be in the areas of human resources, the Code of Iowa, investments, budgets, leadership, and communication skills. The association held its first graduation ceremony on Thursday, November 29, 2012, in conjunction with the Fall Iowa Association of Counties, or ISAC, meeting in Des Moines. 34 treasurers were awarded the Iowa Certified County Treasurer's status. Marshall was among those who received a pin and certificate in recognition of their graduation. Now, those treasurers who are now certified must complete continuing education classes to retain their certification. Completion of the program is a testimony to the individual Iowa County Treasurer's dedication to providing excellence in public service, according to the State Treasurer's Association. The Atlantic Parks and Recreation Board of Directors will hold a special meeting this evening at City Hall, and during the session, the board will take action on the contract and plans with Snyder & Associates for the Parks and Rec Department office and maintenance building after they're presented for approval. The board will also act on the master plan for the Schulberg Recreation Area. The meeting begins at 5:15 p.m. in the council's chambers at City Hall. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, President Barack Obama goes before Congress and the nation tonight when he delivers his State of the Union address. Obama is expected to focus on the economy, reducing gun violence, and revamping immigration. Republicans intend to cast Obama's second-term agenda as more big government and offer a series of steps to boost economic growth and reduce the federal debt when Florida Senator Marco Rubio gives the GOP response to the president's address. The UN Security Council is holding an emergency meeting this morning following North Korea's nuclear test earlier in the day. President Obama calls the test a highly provocative act. North Korea says the test was aimed at coping with what it calls ferocious U.S. hostility that undermines what it describes as the North's peaceful, sovereign right to launch satellites. The Senate Armed Services Committee plans to vote today on Chuck Hagel's nomination to be the next defense secretary, but he faces fierce opposition from fellow Republicans who've challenged Hagel's past statements on Israel, Iran, Iraq, and nuclear weapons. The Vatican is acknowledging for the first time that Pope Benedict has a pacemaker. The Vatican says Benedict has had the device for years, and the battery was replaced a few months ago in secret. The Pope announced yesterday that he'll be resigning at the end of this month because of his age and health. The Vatican also says Benedict will have no role in selecting his successor. And finally in the news, these shoes were made for eating. Dallas chocolatier Andrea Pedraza loves to design high heels out of chocolate. Her most well-known creations are the chocolate pumps done in the style of Christian Louboutin shoes, and they cost anywhere from $30 to $55, which are much less than real Louboutins. Pedraza said she'll keep extra chocolate shoes on hand this week for last-minute Valentine's Day shoppers. News time is 8:11.
Part of making a major purchase is knowing what kind of service it'll require. For reliable home comfort systems, just look to us. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your local Train dealer. Bob Jacobson here. From major repairs, including new house construction, to seasonal maintenance, we can make your home more comfortable. When it comes to heating, cooling, venting, or plumbing your new home or existing residence, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating can get the job done right and in a professional, timely manner. How can I be sure? Because when you call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating, you'll talk with me, the owner, and I'm also the one who will be doing the work. It's my name and my reputation at stake, two things I don't take lightly. I'll do the work, and I'll do it right. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Don't put it off. Call me right now, 877-838-8580. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
In the funeral announcements this morning on KJAN, 89-year-old Jack Allen of Carson died Saturday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Jack Allen will be held today at 10 o'clock at the Carson United Methodist Church. The reconvened funeral home in Oakland is in charge of the arrangements. Gail Deers, age 87 of Orient, died Sunday at his home. A funeral mass for Gail Deers will be held on Wednesday at 10 a.m., at the St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield is in charge of the arrangements. Timothy Jepson, age 54, of Hannibal, Missouri, and formerly of Brayton, died Saturday in Kansas City, Missouri. Funeral services for Tim Jepson will be held on Wednesday at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Baptist Church in Hannibal. The James O'Donnell Funeral Home of Hannibal, Missouri, is in charge of the arrangements. James Allen Wallace, age 62, of Menlo, died Friday. Funeral services for James Wallace will be held Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. at the First Congregational Church in Stuart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stuart is in charge of the arrangements. John Leroy Hansen, age 53, of Atlantic, died Sunday in Des Moines. Funeral services for John Hansen will be held tomorrow at 2:30 at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. John Rasmussen, age 71, of Winterset, died Monday in West Des Moines. Funeral services for John Rasmussen will be held on Thursday at 9 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church in Adel. The Macaulay Funeral Home of Adel has arrangements. Martha Vetter, age 100, of Manning, died Monday at Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Funeral services for Martha Vetter will be on Thursday at 11:30 a.m. at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. And Bernice Sweeney, age 92, of Harlan, died Friday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. Funeral services for Bernice Sweeney will be on Friday at 11 a.m. at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Our news and funeral announcements were brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.